Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That's Hart, by the way, bringing us back in the background there. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. He's our good friend, 22-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning journalist, chief home officer. He's home-based, and he'll help you with your words if you need help. And he's one of the best in the galaxy. Hey, Jeffrey, we were just talking about your trip you're about to make and how we were reminiscing about how the technology has changed and what it's done. And, you know, it's helped people like you and me make a living. I mean, when I think about and we're telling this story. When I tell this story, and I know there might be young people listening, I want them to know to not take for granted what we have today. And I don't want to sound like Grandpa here, but seriously, when I think about my ability to make a living, to thrive financially and economically in the marketplace, because of technology, you know, I was thinking about how we do our program here. And somebody said, wow, you probably couldn't even have afforded to do what you do 30 years ago without technology. And I said, well, it's even worse than that. I couldn't do what we do. It wasn't possible to do what we do. We're doing things with technology today that wasn't even an option. It wasn't in anybody's thinking process 30 years ago. And with the digital platforms and the that's how things have changed, and where it lands on us, Jeff, is we're analog beings, and we've got all this technology, and it's been thrust upon us awfully quick. And it's amazing to me how well we're doing with all of this. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about adapting, and we've all. You know, adapted along the way. You know, it's not necessarily been, it has come fast. It's come quickly and everything that we have and everything that we use. And then it's our ability to adapt to it and make it work in our favor. Because, you know, as we were talking, you know, who do we tell? Who do we tell that if we're taking a trip? Tell everybody, you know, if you're an employee, now it's a difference. If you're an entrepreneur, you tell whom you want to tell. If you're an employee, you know, you got to go through HR, you got to tell your reports, you got to tell your supervisor, you got to put in paperwork, whatever, and the world knows. But if you're an entrepreneur, you can make that distinction of who to tell, you know, who you want to know. But you have to make it all a conscious decision. So the idea is to be able to travel and to be able to be free. And, you know, mentally free and disengaged, you know, we were leaning toward a conversation about being tethered or untethered. You know, people talk about whether it's a cell phone, whether it's a laptop, being tethered to work. You know, are you able to take a trip and mentally untether from the workplace? Or do you have deadlines that you just have to work on? Do you have things to let all your clients know?
And the technology, and see, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're a solopreneur, even though I'm not home based anymore, you know, most of the work that happens around here, let me put it this way, I'm the rainmaker. I'll put it that way, and I got a lot of help, but I'm the rainmaker, and so being able to having the technology to be able to take a long weekend, take a week off. And still not feel like you're out of business. When you're a small business owner, millions of small business owners, if they take a nap, they're unemployed. Right?
Right.
And so, to be able to have your technology keep you available, that's huge. And it just adds to the advantages that we have with this technology that we didn't have years ago.
Yeah, and I think it's our ability to again, work with that. So like I was saying earlier, you know, if I have my cell and if I have my mobile and I have my laptop, I can work from anywhere, you know, with an internet connection. So, you know, you still have to give it a little thought. You got to make sure you remember all your adapters. You know, as we were talking, I got rid of my landline recently, so I have my mobile. So I got to make sure, you know, I wear those Apple, you know, ear pods. They die.
Oh,
you know, the battery will run out.
Please don't do that. You mean the walrus ears? Don't wear those, Jeff. Get something else, not the walrus ears.
I do it for work.
Just don't ever let me. Don't ever let me see that. I don't want to have to see that though.
I'm going to shoot a picture right now, and you can see me on the Jimbo show with my little walrus tusk hanging out of my ears. But the point is that, you know, I realized early on that, you know, I need a wired solution, because if I am on the phone for a cell, you know, I can't have it die. Or I'll just, you know, work through, you know, through speaker, which I do a lot anyway. But, you know, it's our ability not only to adapt, but to learn from what's, you know, what's out there. So,
Jeff,
you know,
I got to wrap it up.
It's a beautiful
thing. For being here.
There you go.
Have a good
trip.
Yeah,
I start to mention AirPods, and I threw the guy
off.
That
wrapped it up for me. So, hey Jeffrey, have a good trip. Yeah. Be safe. And,
thank you, sir.
And come back soon. We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com. You're starting to get the picture. He'll be back. I'll be back after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Do not go away.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.